I would like to welcome my guests now. I've come through to the session room and I'm delighted to say that the moon landings are here. Welcome, everybody.
Hello.
Hello. Hi, everybody. Welcome, welcome. Cheers for joining us. And yeah, lovely to see you. It's quite an exciting time for you guys. How are you feeling about the album coming out next week, right?
What do you reckon?
What do you reckon?
I try not to think about it.
Nah, it'll be out there and that's where the revolution will be.
Okay, so as soon as it's unleashed, imminent revolution is what you're predicting.
Absolute revolution.
Well, that's
top to bottom.
That's a bold claim, but I think you know I'm
a joker.
I'm absolutely.
I'm a smoker. I'm in a midnight poker.
Oh, do you know I've got that on 7-inch, that Steve Miller Band song, and I felt really bad because that and Delight were in a battle for the top spot, and I bought both. But really, my heart was with Delight. Should have gone with it anyway. We digress already. Welcome and thank you for joining us.
It's a pleasure.
Of course, with a beautiful lineup. I've already said Rebecca's here to do some vocals. Hi, welcome.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm all right. Are you all right?
I'm all right,
I'm
all right if you're all right. Yeah, we should do a song. Thank you very much for joining us. How's life?
I've got tonsillitis.
Great start.
Classic me, but I'm going to sing through it. With extra phlegm for you today on Six Music Live.
Well, I appreciate that and hope that you don't damage yourself too much, Rebecca.
They should burn this mic after.
Well, in that case, I think I'll ask Adrian then to tell us a bit about the collaboration between you guys, the new single, which we've been playing a lot, The Strangle of Anna.
I
love the story behind it.
Oh, aye.
And, you know, the idea that it's kind of sung from the perspective of this girl about her absolutely hopeless wannabe rock star boyfriend.
That's absolutely
just
correct.
Just a self-portrait, isn't it? It's easy.
But how did Rebecca come to be the right person to sing on it, and how did you guys know each other?
I've always liked Rebecca's voice for a long time, since she was at least 17.
He used to come to my school concerts. I dreamed a dream.
Drop her off at the playground.
Right. Change question.
And so the single was the obvious way to continue that working relationship.
Yeah.
Totally. You get to talk to me.
Go on.
No, I was joking.
And yes, Rebecca, keeping your distance now, yeah?
No, they said, do I want to do it? And I said, yes, of course. And then I went round to Dean's and I sang on all sorts of songs. Yeah. And now I sing live with you.
Yeah, on everything, pretty much.
Somebody's got a hold of tune, innit?
Well, I don't know about that. But it's a different experience, but it's very fun.
Oh, right, okay. Well, it's good to hear you in the mix. And what about the album? I mean, what can you tell us about the recording process there? Because I know that you were working... part of it was made in Sheffield and part of it was made in the States, right?
Correct.
Okay.
Me and Dean pretty much got together a lot of the electronic stuff in Sheffield. Obviously, it's the home of electronic music. Then we took that. Actually, Lace and Saul from the Fat Whites came up to Sheffield, added some bits of guitars and
some magic.
Yeah, the gold, they think. So basically, we just went over to New York and sort of added live drums and drank a lot of Nufty Pop.
And you were working over there with Sean Lennon?
Yeah, correct, yeah.
How did that come about? Was he a fan of yours? Because he really likes his, you know, quite intense psychedelic music often.
Yeah, I mean, we were already working with him on Fat White stuff.
Right.
You know, so, okay. Yeah, he's a kind of permanent collaborator now on all of the different projects we got kind of going on.
Okay,
you know?
So it was just the natural fit?
Just a natural, organic move.
Oh, I love those. All right, well, I'd love to hear some music from you guys. Tell us what you're going to play first.
Black Hands. This is where it all goes wrong.
Over to you. The Moon Landings live on BBC
Six
Music.
divides. A black colossus gallops across the three shires. Sacred seed, oh subtle sperm, seize the snake, cast out thy worm. Your morning god, your knackered Christ, castrate yourselves, not once, but three.
The moon landings on BBC Six Music. Sounding absolutely sensational. Special mention to Mairead for that epic shredding at the end there, which was pretty awesome.
She's the greatest.
Many, many thanks. Thanks for joining us and staying with us. You've got a UK tour starting next week, right?
Yeah.
How long are you going to be out on the road for? Where are you off to? Too Rebecca's long. Looking like, I don't know, I'm just going to get in the van. And
yeah, has anyone got the dates on them so I can read them out?
What's left of the United Kingdom? Too long.
I know you're going to start off at the Clooney in Newcastle.
Yeah, we've got about 3 weeks
okay.
in the UK, then go to Europe for another week and a half, 2 weeks maybe.
Oh, brilliant. And aren't there some American dates coming up for you as well?
I think we're just doing more of like a promo thing in New York where it's maybe a couple of gigs and some radio and whatnot.
Okay.
It's a good way, we cut out the rest.
Yeah.
It's good.
Not messing about travelling around America.
Yeah.
And well, it's big, isn't it? It's quite big.
It's big, and nobody turns up to your gigs.
How would you describe the live experience of the band if I pushed you to do so?
I don't know. I don't really think too much when I'm performing live, so I can't really give you an account.
Okay.
Adrian would be better because
probably
he just presses buttons.
Thoughtless.
What do you think then, Adrian? Thoughtless?
It's a thoughtless experience.
Faultless? Yeah. I thought you said thoughtless.
No, I did. Faultless. It's a complete faultless experience.
Yeah, it's rubbish.
We don't put anything into it. No thought whatsoever. We just turn up, whack, bang.
Yeah.
But people seem to like it.
And tell me about the album title, because Interplanetary Class Classics.
It's good,
is it's quite a mouthful. I love it.
Yeah,
rolls off the tongue.
Yeah, where did it come from?
I have no idea. Just my head.
Well, it didn't come from me.
Nah, you can.
Somewhere,
no,
take responsibility. Take responsibility for your actions.
What, for Interplanetary Class Classics? Well, I always liked the Carpenters, you know, calling Interplanetary. What is it called?
Calling occupants of interplanetary craft.
That's the one. Yeah,
oh, right.
I like that.
Okay.
Really, I just thought I'd chuck the word class in the middle.
Oh, yeah.
Just to make it sort of like.
Edgy.
Obvious.
Just to give it a bit of edge.
Yeah, a little bit of edge.
A little bit of grit in the oyster. That's what we all need, isn't it?
Yeah, I've got a lot of grit in my oyster, darling.
Oh, my God. Oh, dear.
Well, we'll let you get off and sluice that out as soon as possible. But for now, I would...
Rebecca's brought my scoop.
I would request another song. What's it going to be? What are you going to do for us?
Sweet Saturn Mine, I think.
Yeah, it's been terrific for dancing.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, over to you. This is the Moon Landings live on Six Music.
Let's go.
Landings on BBC Six Music. Well, that was splendid. Yeah. Thank you very much indeed.
An absolute pleasure.
It was absolutely spiffing. So the tour starts next week, and there is one more thing I wanted to ask, because I know that you were putting out a call to girls in bands before you went on tour.
Adrian was.
So, yeah, what's the crack with that, Adrian?
I just thought it'd make a change having women on the stage more regularly.
Okay.
They usually are.
Okay, yes. So is that, have you?
I don't want to be like the spokesman for the female generation, really, but still a little bit, I think, isn't it? A little bit uneven.
Yes, the
but
kind of...
Not in my group.
Yeah, gender representation on stage.
More than just a shade of heroism about that, Adrian.
Thank you very much.
So hats you've off. Put the call out, people can, you know, local bands...
Yeah, we've got Goat Girl is playing, aren't they? every show. And we've got like locals from in every city.
Fantastic. So kind of opening up the stage.
Yeah, totally.
Brilliant.
That's all, really.
Oh, cool. Okay. Well,
someone's
I just
got to make a start, though, haven't they?
I just wanted to double check. I thought that was a really interesting thing to do. Thank you very much for the fantastic live session. Lovely to talk to you as well. Really great to have you all here. Cheers for that. No, so much
for having us.
The Moon Landings and the album Interplanetary Class Classics is out on the 24th of March.
Except no less.